do the homework, bro. You know what I mean?
True indeed. True indeed. And that's the thing, right? It's like when you got knowledge yourself, you know, you can't be fooled. You know what I'm saying? Because you can see things for what they truly are, not what they appear to be. And that's you know, that's understanding. You know what I mean? And it's important. You know, I find it for myself, right? I can't speak for nobody else, but I find it for myself that it's very important that I do the knowledge to hip hop, especially being in this industry myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's important to go back to the foundation. Right?
Well, the nucleus, man. Without the nucleus, what do you got?
You ain't got nothing without, you know,
without the nucleus, what do you got, right? And that's the problem, right? You know, I hear a lot of these youngsters, love my youth, but, you know, they don't, how do you say it, hard body? They don't pay homage. They don't pay respect to the forefathers, right? And believe me, there's a lot of people who laid down the law for this, man. You know what I mean? A lot of blood, sweat, and tears for this right here.
Blood, sweat, tears.
You know, these three words.
Come on, man. You know, so, and really, that's the fifth element. You know what I'm saying? You know, you take it from the DJing, the MCing, the break, the graffiti. You know, knowledge yourself. Some would say it's, you know, the fashion, right? But, you know, the element, man. You know what I mean? When you have a man standing in a star position, what's that? That's the arm, leg, on head, right? You know what I mean? A lot of symbolism, right? A lot of symbolism in this thing called hip-hop, you know? So, you know, that takes me, you know, into that, you know, the breakdancing aspect of it, right? And, you know, the breakdancing, you know, I was just telling Guilty that, you know, I was looking up some, you know, just doing some studying and seeing, like, you know, that there was people in 1959 breakdancing in Africa. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean Africa?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you probably see it on the internet, you know, some of them old Charlie Chaplin type reels and stuff like that. Mm. Man, when I found out Michael Jackson stole the moonwalk, it crushed me, bro. I remember being there in the 80s, sitting in front of TV World Premiere Thriller. Like, I mean, this thing was massive, bro. There was no internet. And believe me, I bet you 90% of the world was in front of the television if they had one, okay?
Uh-huh.
Right? And when the man broke out the moonwalk, bro, for the first time, yo, on stage when he did the performance, man, I'm telling you, bro, it was like, ah. And then, you know, he comes to find out years later, the man jacked the move. You know what I mean? But, yo, he still did it better. Look good, right?
But, yo, I got to ask you.
Did
he do it better than who you saw he took it from?
Well, you know, it's Michael Jackson, man. You know what I mean? Of course, he spiced it up. But,
King of pop, baby.
You know, he took the move, man. And
he took a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like the rights to the Beatles. For all you who don't know that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get off that topic. A little bit touchy situation over there. Right?
Well, you know, we gonna talk about some controversial things out here, Guilty.
That's coming up. I don't know about today. We got about, what is it, about 58 minutes left, 57. Oh, you know, this is a ghost spot so quick for us.
But, you know, and that's the thing, right? It's like, you know, hip-hop is a culture, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so when we look at the elements, right, you know, a culture is a way of life, you know what I'm saying? It's like traditions, it's customs, right? You know, it's things that are being, that are passed down, you know what I mean? So, you know, when you look at breakdancing and, like, you know, there's even a lot of, you know, there's been a bit of controversy, you know what I'm saying? I seen some things about, like, you know, a certain ethnicity group, did they start the breakdancing in the Bronx, you know what I mean? I don't want to get too, you know, I don't want to drop no names, right? But, you know, it's like, I mean, you know, it's, I think it's always important to know, you know, who created this and that. And I think it's always important to pay homage to that, you know. But, you know, hip-hop ain't about jacking. You know what I'm saying? It's about being original.
It's about being original, but we did jack for some beats here and there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when it comes to lyrics and stuff, but that's like America, bro. If something's hot, everybody gonna try it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what's the reason behind that, you think?
Well, it worked for them, it could work for me. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand. It's like, the reason it worked for them is because they came with something different.
That's what, so that takes it back to that being original.
Right?
You know
right?
what I mean?
It does. It
because
does,
that, right. right now, it seemed like everybody trying to be the same.
Bro.
I don't want to say everybody, pardon self. But it seems like quite a majority of the music that's getting pushed right now is about yo, I need to sound like him in order to blow. I need to sound like Drizzy to blow up. I need to sound like Lil Yachty. I gotta sound like Lil Uzi. You know what I mean? Right? And what happened to being original? Because I was always taught you had to be original in hip hop.
Oh man, that's first and foremost, man. You want to come with something different. You want everybody else to be like, yo, damn, they just came with that, you know? But now it's like, you know, everybody just wants to, oh, he sound good. Well, I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Right? And it's like, okay, well, where's the creativity? You know, back in the day, you had somebody from, like, you know, Grandmaster Flash, right? Then you had, like, DMC. DMC don't sound like Grandmaster Flash and them. You know what I'm saying? Then you have, like, Public Enemy. Public Enemy don't sound like Big Daddy Kane. You know what I mean? But Kim don't sound like this one. You know what I mean? And there was room for everybody.
True indeed.
Right? Now you telling me I gotta sound like this, and if I don't sound like this, I ain't hip-hop, or, you know, my stuff ain't hitting? I don't know, man. Who's telling you this stuff?
Conspiracy.
Whoa, I never said nothing about that. I just said, who's telling you this stuff? I'll leave the rest to you.
You know what I mean? So much propaganda, you know.
But don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype. I think we might even have that coming up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We might have to run now.
You know. But, you know, it's breakdancing is such a beautiful element. That is added on to the culture, right? And if you know, I actually live with a breakdancer, you know what I'm saying? And you know, if you are with people who are living out this culture, right? Like I said, it's a way of life. It's
24/7.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about that for them. You know what I mean? And
24/7.
Yeah, man. As an MC, like, there's not a day I'm not rapping. You know what I'm saying? There's not a day I'm not thinking of, like, you know, the next song or whatever, right? And I'm a man of different talents, right? But, you know, I live this. Right? You live this. Right? Digi lives on the decks. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, it's a way of life, and it's a platform to you know, express oneself.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? If you can't rap, maybe you can break dance. If you can't break dance, maybe you can do graffiti. You know what I mean?
If you can't do that, maybe you can manage.
Maybe you can manage.
Maybe you can get behind the camera.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you can edit videos.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Hip hop ain't just to one thing, man. Hip hop is so general, bro. You know, it's like in the words of KRS, you know? Rap is something you do, hip hop is something you live, right? And that's the problem. A lot of people, like, they claim to be one thing, but they ain't living, man. You know what I mean? Right? Y'all selective when you want to be hip hop or this or that, right? You know what I'm saying?
Fanboys.
You know, yeah, but I mean the true and living gods, man, we live this every day, bro.
That's real talk, man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, and look, man, I just want my man Digi to continue to run these great gems for y'all, man. Because like I said, we're going to take you through the eras, man. We just getting y'all warmed up.
Yo, can I get some 86, 87, 88? Huh? Can I get some of that? You can try that. Okay.
Warm it up, Kane. Warm it up, Kane. Warm it up, Kane. Warm it up, Kane.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
Come, get some.
You little bum.
What you looking for? The same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this. I bring all the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on.
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the friend guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
officer. Cause some they never had this.
Number one. Never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me, I'm the epitome, a public enemy, used, abused, without clues, I refuse to blow a fuse, they even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype, don't believe the hype, don't believe the hype.
Yes, was the start of my last jam, so here it is again, another death jam, but since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, don't tell me that you understand until you hear the man. The book of the new school rap game, writers treat same. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. Some claim that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar, false media. We don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me. Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy.
As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punk can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks, some perpetrate. They drink Clorox, attack the black because I know they lack exact the cold facts. And still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool. Never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember there's a need to get alarm. Again, I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to herb, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you. As you get up and dance at the LQ, with some denied defiant, I swing bolos. Then in it clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the whack. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo, Chuck, they must be on a pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I snatch cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiend, if for static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No, you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen. I gotta ask him.
Yo, Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
Don't believe the hype.
All to do for me.
Don't believe the hype.
I got flavor in all those things you know.
Yeah, boy, part two bum rush the show. Yo, Grip,
get the green, black, and red in. Gold down, countdown to Armageddon. 88, you wait, the S1s will. Put the left in effect and I still will. Rock the hard jams, treat it like a seminar. Reach the bourgeois and rock the boulevard. Some say I'm negative, but they're not positive. But what I got to give?
The media says this.
Red,
yo,
black, and green.
Yo, don't believe that hype. They got to be beaming,
you know what
that
I mean?
Pipe. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the megas got them going up to see Captain Kirk like a jerk and they out of work. Let me tell y'all a little something, man. A lot of people on daytime radio scared of us because they too ignorant to understand the lyrics of the truth that we pumping into them clouds, that brain cells. That's fun under them wooden skulls they call caps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the S1s are straightening it out quick, fast, in a hurry. Don't worry, flavor vision ain't blurry, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Terminator X!
Aw, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know? And drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some. But I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you want, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Dope a dog competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Kinsu, wait until when you tried to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basing, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Canes start to talk, cause
I don't have seven.
I'm the big daddy Kane.
I don't have seven.
I'm the big daddy Kane.
I don't have seven.
I'm the big daddy Kane.
Down the road.
My rhymes are so doping, the rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon, I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the happiness coming out sound is so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your best, don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax. Relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop to stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further than limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
I'm the big daddy
Kane. I'm the big daddy Kane.
I'm
the big daddy Kane. I appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that.
you love me. It doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just worry free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. In fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you, like I told all of them, what you say to me is just paper thin. To try to play a man out, I take the money and again then break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama sold my body, I mean every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other, hurdles mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off, grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch until the third or fourth date, then maybe we'll kiss on the fifth or sixth time that we meet. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete, and then maybe I'll let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I'll tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle, in the front, yo. That's it, paper thin, word up. So like, checking out. To my DJ K-Rock and the place to be.
Lovely out here right now, man. You rocking with One Order, 6 O'Clock Blitz, CJSF,
that dream is over. FM, yeah, Burnison,
SFU. And, you know, for you who's tuning in right now, we've been taking you through, you know, the 70s, the early 80s, getting into the late 80s of hip-hop, you know, and we've been discussing, you know, different things about hip-hop, you know, the nature of hip-hop, you know, and where it's progressed, you know what I'm saying, where it's progressed, and just giving you a light sprinkle of what's to come, you know, for the future programs and our future shows. And so, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing, you know. So we started off that last session with, you know, Don't Believe the Hype, Public Enemy. You know what I mean? Shout out to Flavor Flav, Chuck D. You know what I'm saying? I mean, talk on it, Guilty. You seen them brothers?
Yeah, I seen them live at what was it?
Hit the road, don't you come back no more, no. Hit the road,
Queen Elizabeth.
Don't you come back?
Queen Elizabeth. That's it. Yeah. I remember. I seen them in also 1999 at you know what you want to name it? Plus, I don't know what they call it now. Enzo. Yeah. That's right. So I seen them there in 99. When I seen them in 88, yeah, it was pretty remarkable. That was at the height of their, you know, success and stuff. But yeah, they're going on tour worldwide. I seen Chuck D, man. He had an oxygen tank and stuff like that. So he busts his rhyme, runs inside the stage, hop on the oxygen tank, and then come back and do the second verse.
Oh, man.
I was like, whoa, damn, just to get the chips, you know? And then I seen him in 99, and he was handling that like a baby, you know what I mean? Like, he was just like, yo, you know, doing his thing, you know, no struggling, none of that. Right? He could have been sick at the time, I don't really know what was going on, but yeah, it's remarkable, man. Like, those guys are, you know, they're just so much.
And yeah, and I mean, you know, talk about, like, you know, the revolution aspect of, you know, Public Enemy, right?
Oh, man, they were waking people up, man. They were waking people up to the system and the corruption and, you know, making them think about something different, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Right? It wasn't like now, you know, a lot of people don't put a lot of thought into things, right? They just take what's given, right?
Mm.
And back then, yeah, it was very revolutionary. I don't mean to exclude anybody or anything, but, you know, especially for young black kids, man, it was so empowering, you know what I mean? It was very empowering, you know, and gave you something to think about. But, you know, it wasn't even just black kids, man. Like, I mean, you know, like, white people, like, they were so, like, in Europe and stuff like that, so powerful because they know what...
oppression is oppression.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's no color to that, right?
Mm.
But I'm just saying for the young youth at that time, you know, before that, there wasn't really that, you know? There's revolution and stuff like that in different aspects. But, I mean, when it came to musically and that revolution, it was truly remarkable, man. I gotta say that.
Mm, and like, you know, their whole squad, you know, coming out in the
S1W,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, all the fractions to, you know, holding a true nation, you know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
Mm-hmm.
True indeed. And I know Farrakhan had a big influence on them at that time as well. You know what I mean? And you know, and that's the thing about, you know, black consciousness, right? Like, you know, watching it rise, especially through, you know, hip hop music, you know what I mean? And you know, the way that consciousness, you know, conscious rap back then, it seemed so cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I talk to, you know, I often talk to, like, older gods who, you know, were in that time space, and they, you know, it was cool to be intelligent. You know what I mean? It was cool to have knowledge. You see what I'm saying? Like,
oh, it still is, right?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. But to the masses,
yeah, that's what
the 85, not so much.
That's what I said. It's sometimes you gotta look at who's giving you the message, right?
True indeed.
You know,
true indeed. Right. You know what I mean? And we are in the age of information, and there's a lot to study, man. There's a lot being revealed this year. You know what I mean? So.
A lot of deception too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not everything you hear is the truth, right? You know? And it is what it is, though. You know? But we're here to preserve this culture, hip-hop, you know? Obviously, eventually in the later shows, you know, we're going to have some guests on here and stuff like that. You know? Is there any place for people can DM us, you know, if you want to submit some of your music and stuff? Is there anywhere...
Absolutely, man. I mean, y'all can definitely DM, you know, the One Order Music Group on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely DM me, Hard Body Dreams, at the Instagram, you know. And, you know, we definitely want to open the gates to those who, you know, want to get their music on the radio and you know, really build a community out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, really build a solid community.
Most deaf, man. People don't understand, right? Everybody try to be the best in competition. Our group's better than this group. Man, it ain't about that, man. It's about, if you don't have a community, what do you got?
Yeah, man.
If you ain't got no place where people go and stuff like that, what do you got? You know what I mean? Everybody trying to be separate. Sometimes you need to come together, collab here and there. You know what I'm saying?
True indeed, man. And you know, I think that it's really important that, like, you know, you weave out, you know, we got to weed out the weeds. You got to weed out the weeds.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It does affect the product, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, you know, it's cool, right? Like, you know, but there's a lot of vulturing going on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not paying homage to the culture, you know what I'm saying? Coming in here and trying to tell brothers what hip-hop is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, son.
What do you know?
What
do you know?
Y'all don't even know where hip hop started.
You know what I mean? You got your hip hop, you got your culture off of television.
Off of television.
And then you gonna come and try to tell us how to be.
Telling, like, lies to your vision.
You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Right? Man. Ain't no half stepping, and that's why we played that Big Daddy Kane, right? Ain't no half stepping. You know what I mean? This is you taking full strides in this game here. You know what I mean? So, you know.